Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 28th, 2020. The corona-related contact restrictions will not last until July 5th, as reported by Berlin Briefing yesterday, but only until June 29th. The new date is a compromise that was reached in a meeting between the federal and state governments. On June 6th, the states may allow further relaxations. For example, a maximum of 10 people, as well as the already established rule of members of two households, will be allowed to meet in public. Brandenburg made use of this right to relax on Tuesday, and Berlin also wants to decide on far-reaching relaxations today, with regard to demonstrations and meetings. The federal and state governments also reiterated their recommendation to keep the number of contacts as low as possible and the circle as constant as possible. They said that hygiene and distance rules should also be observed during private meetings at home in closed rooms. The number of people should correspond to the size of the room, quote, and sufficient ventilation should be provided. Where possible, private meetings should be held outdoors because of the considerably lower risk of infection. The Berlkönig shared taxi will continue to offer its services for the time being. On Wednesday, the BVLG announced that the cooperation between them and ViaVan will initially be extended until the end of July. The talks about a longer-term future of the traffic trial are therefore not yet over. From Monday afternoon onward, all Berliners will be able to use the service again. Over the last 2 months, the service was reserved for healthcare workers. More than 3,500 people had registered for these special trips, and about 25,000 trips were logged. In order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, a maximum of 3 passengers per trip will be booked in the future. Customers are required to wear mouth and nose protection, and screens will be placed between the rows of seats. The Berlkönig project has been on the brink of failure for months. The Left Party and the SPD in particular are against subsidizing it with several million euros annually from the state treasury. In Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, yet another temporary bicycle lane was unveiled yesterday. On Frankfurter Allee, a section of the path was diverted to the road. Cyclists are now permitted to use the right lane between Vogtstrasse and Proskauerstrasse at the same level as the Samariterstrasse underground station. Recently, a total of 10 of these lanes were opened in Berlin, most of them in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. On Holzmarktstrasse, the automobile lanes are also to be narrowed in favor of a cycle path in the short term. District Mayor Monika Hamann believes there's a possibility that all paths could remain permanent. To this end, markings would have to be changed and, if necessary, barriers would have to be erected. The deadline for creating temporary bicycle paths expires on Sunday. Demonstrations without limitation of the number of participants in Berlin are expected to be possible again from June 4th onward. Senator of the Interior Geisel announced Monday evening on the RBB Abendschau, quote, "People are getting impatient, which I understand, and the infection figures are low. Nevertheless, caution is still good advice, but clearly the restriction of basic rights must be stopped, and that will be the case next week." The demand to allow demonstrations again without restrictions on participants despite the corona pandemic has been heard from various groups in recent weeks. The Legal Affairs Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives even called on the Senate to do so. Until this past Monday, only a maximum of 50 participants were allowed to gather for a demonstration in one place in Berlin. Now, up to 100 people can gather in the open air. Senator Geisel, however, considers quick loosening on a broad front to be risky. He stated, quote, "Step by step, we will allow normality to return to the city as long as the infection figures allow it." But at the same time, he warned, quote, "If we release everything at once at the same time, we deprive ourselves all control options, which is not good in times of a pandemic." As we've said earlier, this is our birthday week. 3 years and over 700 episodes of Berlin Briefing and counting. Please visit our revamped website at berlinbriefing.de and check out the information about helping us with the costs of keeping Berlin Briefing up and running. Thanks to our new supporters, Matt, Kirill, Gary, and Jonathan. Please remember, regardless of whether you can make a donation or not, Berlin Briefing's content will always be free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.